Feds, illegal aliens charged with murder, rape, drunk driving released by Sanctuary State, California. By John Binder on July 15, 2019. Illegal aliens charged with drunk driving and rape are routinely released by the Sanctuary State of California, some of whom have gone on to allegedly murder Americans, a federal report details. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement's, ICE, latest report reveals the length to which the Sanctuary State of California goes to protect and shield from deportation illegal aliens charged with crimes against Americans. Between January 1 and March 31, 2018, the Sanctuary State of California routinely released illegal aliens charged with drunk driving, even after ICE lodged a detainer on the suspect. An ICE detainer requests that local or state officials hold an illegal alien until ICE agents take over custody. In one case, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico was arrested in March 2018, April 2018, and September 2018, all on drunk driving charges, by the Ventura County Sheriff's Office. In every case, the illegal alien was taken into custody. ICE issued a detainer, and rather than turn him over to ICE agents for deportation, Ventura County released the illegal alien back into the community. Last year, a 30-year-old illegal alien from Mexico was arrested by the Los Angeles Police Department for drug possession. ICE issued a detainer the same day, but the illegal alien was released. A month later, the illegal alien was arrested again and this time charged with murder. He is currently in custody, though ICE agents fear Los Angeles County will release him again against their wishes. In December 2017, a 28-year-old illegal alien from Mexico was arrested by the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office for violating his probation. ICE issued a detainer, but the request went ignored and he was released. A month later, the illegal alien was arrested and charged with rape and threatening a crime with intent to terrorize. Again, ICE issued a detainer, but the county released the accused rapist. Days after being released, ICE agents were able to locate the illegal alien and he was deported from the U.S. months later. One of the most revealing cases involved a 23-year-old illegal alien from Honduras who was arrested 10 times by various California police departments between February 2018 and January 2019 and each time was released back into the community instead of being handed over to ICE agents. The illegal alien was repeatedly arrested for auto theft and burglary. Similar cases detailed by ICE of California protecting criminal illegal aliens include: a 21-year-old citizen of Mexico was arrested on January 12, 2018 by the Riverside County Sheriff's Office for felony in possession of firearm and booked into the Robert Presley Detention Center. On January 13, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On April 7, 2018, he was again arrested by the Riverside County Sheriff's Office for carrying a stolen loaded firearm and booked into the Robert Presley Detention Center. On April 8, 2018, ICE issued a detainer and on May 3, 2018, ICE took custody of the subject from the Riverside County Sheriff's Office. On the same date, ICE physically removed him to Mexico. A 26-year-old citizen of Mexico was arrested on January 16, 2018 by the Oxnard Police Department for possessing a firearm/possession of ammunition and booked into the Ventura County Jail. On January 17, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and she was released. On April 2, 2018, she was arrested by the Ventura County Sheriff's Office for burglary, possession of a controlled substance, trespass, possession of burglary tools, unlawful possession of paraphernalia, and being under the influence of a controlled substance and booked into the Ventura County Jail. On April 3, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but it was not honored, and she was released. On October 17, 2018, she was again arrested by the Ventura County Sheriff's Office for burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of a controlled substance, and being under the influence of a controlled substance and booked into the Ventura County Jail. On October 17, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, and on October 19, 2018, ICE took custody of the subject and removed her from the country. A 38-year-old citizen of Mexico was arrested on January 17, 2018, by the Los Angeles County Sheriff for battery on spouse/ex-spouse/date/etc. On January 17, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On April 14, 2018, he was again arrested by the Los Angeles County Sheriff for driving under the influence of alcohol/drugs and booked into the Los Angeles County Jail. On April 14, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored and, as of the writing of this report, believes the alien has been released and remains at large. A 24-year-old citizen of El Salvador was arrested on December 13, 2017 by the Los Angeles Police Department for taking a vehicle without the owner's consent. On February 5, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On February 8, 2018, he was again arrested by the Los Angeles Police Department for possession of a controlled substance and taking a vehicle without the owner's consent and booked into the Los Angeles County Jail. On April 24, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, as of the writing of this report. A 26-year-old citizen of Mexico was arrested on February 13, 2018 by the Beverly Hills Police Department for burglary, possession of burglary tools, and criminal conspiracy, and transferred to the Los Angeles County Jail. On February 13, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On April 13, 2018, he was arrested by the Newton Police Department for attempted murder. On April 14, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but believes the alien was released and remains at large. A 35-year-old citizen of Mexico, who was previously removed by ICE on March 3, 2009, was arrested on February 17, 2018 by the San Jose Police Department for larceny and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail. On February 20, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On April 1, 2018, he was again arrested by the San Jose Police Department for accessory before the fact, larceny, and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail. On April 3, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was again released. On April 6, 2018, he was again arrested by the San Jose Police Department for carrying a concealed dirk or dagger and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail. He was released before a detainer could be issued. And as of the writing of this report, ICE believes the alien has been released and remains at large. A 26-year-old citizen of Mexico was arrested on March 1, 2018, by the San Jose Police Department, SJPD, for vehicle theft and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail. On March 1, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and on March 2, 2018, he was released. On April 6, 2018, he was again arrested by the SJPD for possession of a controlled substance and possession of burglary tools and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail. On April 7, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On April 30, 2018, he was again arrested by the SJPD for vehicle theft, possession of controlled substance paraphernalia, and possession of burglary tools and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail. On May 1, 2018, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored, and he was released. On January 11, 2019, he was again arrested by the SJPD for possession of a controlled substance without a prescription. On January 16, 2019, ICE issued a detainer, but the detainer was not honored and, as of the writing of this report, believes the alien has been released and remains at large. Over the course of 2 years, California refused to turn over 5,600 criminal illegal aliens to ICE agents for deportation. Records obtained by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, reveal. Of these 5,600 failed ICE detainers, more than 3,400 were lodged against illegal aliens who had been classified Level 1 and Level 2 offenders, indicating that these illegal aliens had been charged with crimes like homicide, kidnapping, sexual assault, robbery, aggravated assault, drugs, and fraud. California is home to the largest illegal alien population in the U.S., with at least 2.2 million illegal aliens of the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens in the country residing in the state. There are 9 sanctuary states currently in the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.